Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Ooh.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend John Swanziger being back on the show. John is CEO at Manta. Manta.com. You know, they're the guys who help you with your online marketing and online activity, your online footprint, your online presence. Been doing that for a long time. Everybody knows Manta. And they've been doing some really good work researching, polling small business owners about what's going on a number of different levels, and we got John back here with a new report. John, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. I love your research. I love your reports. They're clean. They get to the heart of the matter. And this one, however, there's some surprises in this one for me. Were you surprised at some of the responses?
Yeah, a little bit. I've learned that, especially when it relates to marketing, it's more difficult and time consuming, and people are just busy running their businesses, and it's always on the list, but it's hard to get to sometimes.
Well, that's the thing I'm going to say this. I've said it 100 times, maybe 1,000 in the last 20 years. The two areas where small businesses really need to take a lesson from big companies is HR and marketing. And those are the two areas that we, as good as we are at selling our stuff, we're not that good at marketing. And then we were that way, John, before social media. Along comes social media and just mucks up the water.
Right. Makes it more
adds more things to be intimidated about, right?
No doubt.
But that's why I was kind of surprised at what they told you. Give us a report on that.
So, you know, the key findings and we do this a couple times a year. We had two polls. One that's about 1,100 small business owners, and another that's just under 3,000. But what we found is over half of small businesses, so 51%, don't have any formal marketing plan at all, which means you're basically going into the year without an idea of where you're going to spend your funds. And yet a lot of them are spending, you know, north of $5,000 every year.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that jumped out, and then, you know, to your point earlier, that has really changed, is the number one tactic or tool they're using is social media. And it outranked, if it was, you know, social media was 45%, and the next was trying to get PR at 31%, public relations at 31%, but it has become by far the number one tool.
I see, that's
really not a plan.
That's what surprises me. Yeah, you're exactly right. And I hate to, you know, this is part of my tough love. If half of them said they had a marketing plan, they probably a third of those think they have a marketing plan, but they really don't.
That's right.
But I was surprised at the numbers, the responses, when you broke it down by discipline. Were you surprised at that?
I was. And I also think you just hit on it, that, you know, just being on Facebook isn't really a social media marketing plan. And, you know, I see that a lot. I'm sure you see that a lot, where, you know, we get questions such as, what's a Facebook like worth? You know, should I do this Google advertising spend? When in reality, often the information on the Facebook page is incorrect, or the Google My Business page is wrong. It's got your old phone number. You know, these kind of basic things. Or
it's there. It's there, but it's not helpful.
That's right.
You have a site, and you got all the stuff up there, but you don't have a mobile site.
That's right.
But you know the thing to me, folks, if you're spending some money on advertising, thank you for that, as somebody in radio. But that's not a marketing plan. That's an advertising activity. And you know, a plan assumes that you've got a goal in mind, and you've started identifying the things that are going to help you get to that goal, and then you put it together in an execution plan, and you check a plan against actual, what actually happened. That's what a strategy looks like.
That's right. And the other thing is, just because you have a marketing plan going into the year, which, 51% do, it's still about 50-50 you do or you don't, you have to update it regularly too. And that's what we found, that only 28% of people are even updating the plan.
Right.
So you know how that works. I mean, things change. Social media sites change, how you spend changes.
Your plan needs to be checked and modified quarterly. And some of them, I mean, especially with what we're about to talk about in the next segment, I want to talk about SEO. That was really surprising. I hope this, I can't believe this is, anyway, we'll talk about this when we come back. What small businesses told you about their SEOs, what they were doing with search engine optimization. And folks, that's something that you can change daily or weekly. 20Tail, right back with John Swanziger. He's with Manta.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.